Wake up. Shh. Oh. Hello. There you are. Oh, I was beginning to worry you'd never wake up. Are you all right? How do you feel? Oh yes, you were set upon by some robbers. Yes, I managed to chase them off. However, you were knocked unconscious. So I put you on my horse and I've taken you back to my own little house. Yes, I do live here. I do like the solitude. I know not many people do, but I must ask, what was a young gentleman such as yourself doing traveling this barely touched path all by yourself? It's highly improper for one thing, but incredibly dangerous. Yes, you are right. The path through the woods would get you to the next town over a lot faster, but that is only if you're not set upon by all the vagabonds you would find round here. Well, that was a very, very silly thing to do. You're very lucky I came along. Shh, it's okay. Just lie there and allow me to tend to your wounds. So, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where do you come from? Oh yes, I know that town fairly well. And why are you travelling? Oh, that's nice. That is nice. Does this hurt? Oh, good. Good. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bandage this up, but to do it properly, I need to take off your clothes. Is that okay with you? Good. Oh. Forgive me. No. We're going to get back to work. Okay. Okay, now that your wound is all bandaged, why don't we clean the rest of your body? That is incredibly important to prevent infection. So you just lie there and allow me to tend to you. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I did not mean to touch you there. Oh, really? You don't mind it? Okay, well, in that case, let's start washing the more intimate parts of your body. I am just going to run the cloth along the curve where hip meets thigh. I'm going to lift your leg slightly so I can get underneath. There we go. So if you could spread your legs for me. Very nice. Let me tell you a secret. I haven't had male company in quite a while. It can get a little bit lonely. So it's nice to have someone to take care of. Your skin looks a little bit dry here. Let me get a special solution for that. Okay, so I'm going to rub this on my hands. And And I'm just going to apply it bit by bit to the juncture where hip meets thigh and to the space in between your legs. We need to make sure that space is nice and moisturized, because for the specific level of anesthetic I am going to be administering here, you will need it. Are you enjoying that? I am certainly enjoying it. The pleasures of your body are something to be treasured, don't you think? Oh, you want me to go faster? Oh, very well. Oh dear. Oh, you certainly came very, very fast, didn't you? I'm guessing that much like me, you haven't had the company of the opposite sex for quite a while. Am I right? Oh, you have never had the company of the opposite sex. Oh, well, that explains it, doesn't it? Don't worry. I know what I'm doing. So why don't you turn over and I will start washing your back, your buttocks, the back of your legs, in between your cheeks. Good. Now I'm just going to spread your cheeks open just a little. Very good. Now could you be a dear and hold them open for me? Reach back, grab your cheeks and hold them open. Good. Good, good. So I'm just going to put this special cream down. If you know what I mean. Are you all right with that? Okay, so I'm just going to run my finger down your crack. Very nice. Now, I'm going to twiddle my finger just a little. Loosen the hole. Open it up. And then slip my finger inside. Right. Now, I'm going to push this finger in a little bit further to find that special place deep inside you. This particular kind of anesthetic is rather unorthodox, but incredibly effective. There it is. Okay, so I'm just going to massage you here for a while, so you just relax. Relax, relax. And really, if you weren't so injured, I might be tempted to give you a spanking for being so foolish as to travel by yourself on this dangerous path, no matter what your reasons are. Surely you know that incredibly fine-looking gentlemen such as yourself are easy prey for terrible highway robbers who might want to take advantage of you. Could you imagine that? Could you possibly imagine that? Really, that was foolish, wasn't it? What did it feel like, having all those nasty women trying to grab at your things, grab at you? How did it feel? It scared you, yes, of course it did, but what else? What else? Yes, it excited you, didn't it? I knew from the moment I saw you, you were one of those kinds of men who got off on being under someone's power. But not in the rough, horrible way those barbarians were trying to put you, no. You like to be under someone's power, but also under their care, don't you? Right, now I'm going to slip in another finger. Good, good. Stretch you out. Scissor my fingers a little bit. Very nice. Good boy. Good boy. You're doing so, so well. After the terrible fright you've had, you are doing incredibly well. How did you feel when you saw me? I know you caught a glimpse of me before you passed out. How did you feel? Did you not know if I was just another ruffian coming to join the fray? Or did you see a savior? You saw a savior. Oh, I am so, so glad of that. I know when I am in my particularly berserker kind of mood, I can come across as quite intimidating. But I assure you, I am just here to take care of you. Okay? And speaking of which, I think you are nice and loosened up, and the rest of you is perfectly clean. So, I would like you to roll onto your back. And with your permission, I would like to take your virginity. No, no, not as payment. No. I just want to show you all the pleasures of the flesh. Something which you, being a good young man, have been denied. It's okay. Not many people know me. No one will connect me to you. No one will ever know. So would you like to? Good. So I am just going to straddle your hips, climb on top of you. I'm going to brace my palms against your chest and lower myself onto your cock, which has gotten so hard again. Oh, I love it. I love the look of your hard, aching cock. Oh, it feels so good inside me. Oh, thank you for allowing me to be the one to show you this pleasure, to be the first to take this pleasure from you. Oh. Oh. Okay, I'm going to start moving up and down. No, don't come yet. Don't come yet, we've barely started. I know you're new to this, but I think you can hold it in a little bit better than that, don't you think? Good, good, okay. Good boy. Oh, ah, oh, yes, yes, thrust your hips up. Thrust your hips up, that's good, that's good, that's good. Ah, oh, that's the spot. Oh, you do catch on quickly. Ah, oh, ah. Oh, God. Oh, yes, yes. That's part. That's... Yes, okay. So I'm going to brace myself on your knees, and you're going to thrust yourself inside me, up inside me until you come. Do it. Oh, you really are a good boy. I am so, so glad I was passing that clearing. How do you feel? I've not aggravated your injury, have I? Good. Okay, so you just lie there. I'm going to find a cloth to clean you up. Okay. Now you're all clean. I'm just going to pull the blanket over you. And I'm going to stay with you until you fall asleep.